Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's not drums.
I think it's drums, but it's like several different tracks of drums.
Cheating.
He layered himself.
All right, we had to break because we had to break. We do play commercials on this show. That's why I ended the argument, and Dan was screaming in my ears the entire time.
Aqib Tlaib,
right. The more things change, the more things stay the same.
It looks like we got another Brandon Merriweather situation.
Gary was getting all upset, Fred. I was like, "Wow, we could have gone on and on with that." Yeah.
Listen. We broke at 59. I don't know what people want. I don't know what the audience wants from me.
By the way, we had to break. More breaking news. John, of course, you heard him mention the whole thing about Stephon Gilmore testing positive this morning, and practice has been canceled. But on top of that, two Titans players have now tested positive. One has been confirmed, according to Burt Breer. The other one is being rerun. But Tennessee was set to reopen its facility today.
Yeah.
And that's not going to happen now. And so the Bills game for them is in jeopardy. That would be two missed games in a row for the Tennessee Titans if that ends up being the case.
Okay, but at this point, I understand closing the facility, but I don't know why they wouldn't play the game, because these guys have all, we believe, been quarantining for how long now?
The Patriots?
No, Tennessee. We're moving on. This is Tennessee.
Tennessee. So it was last Tuesday, I think, that the breakout started. A week ago yesterday, I think.
So if they've been quarantining for all this time, I mean, you can put a team out there on Sunday, correct? Wouldn't we think so?
Yeah. You would think.
Well, not if you have new players who just tested positive.
Yeah, but if they're quarantining, though, and you believe that these are tests from the last, I don't know, then the Tennessee's running, are we to believe these tests are from new, or they're from when they caught it before?
No, they were just taken.
No, but were they incubating during this period, or are these new tests that these guys just got corona?
They were negative up to this point, and now they're positive.
I don't know.
Sometimes it takes, as we've learned, it could take up to 14 days. Put it this way, when you quarantine, what was the standard number? They always said 14 days. Like, when you get sick at work, you got to stay away for 14 days.
Right.
So I'm assuming that's because the science says up to two weeks you could have it.
They told me that you would test positive in 5 days. That was the belief, at least a month and a half ago. So, listen, we're all figuring this out on the fly, as is the NFL, and that's the only way they're going to be able to do it. But if you have Tennessee and a guy tested positive during a quarantine, I think that you could still play the game, in that the other players haven't been around him. So I would guess that you could play on Sunday.
If you're the Titans.
Right, if you're the Titans.
Not the Patriots.
Now,
right.
If you're the Patriots, and you continue to, and you test again, they'll test them all again today, I can tell you that.
Patriots, the team has confirmed they've canceled practice today.
Yeah, of course. You have to cancel the practice, and then you would continue testing, and if no one tests positive again, then when do you open up the facility again?
It's got to be two. I would bet 2 days, right?
Yeah, 2 days.
I think it's 2 days.
So you open up the facility since he tested the positive test was Tuesday, you have to. It would be today and tomorrow, and then you'd open it up on Friday.
So you would be hoping for none, at least not many more positive tests, and then you would open up the facility.
By the way, Buffalo has a Thursday game next week. They're like, yeah, you want to cancel the Tennessee game? By all means. We have to play Kansas City the following Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. The Bills are having a meeting right now.
Rest.
According to reports, the Bills are having a meeting right now because their whole idea is, listen, if Tennessee's got two new tests, we want to know sooner than later whether this game is off this weekend so we can rest and get ready for Thursday night, which I think is a fair thing to ask the NFL.
Yes. So
Tom Pelissero, or I'm pronouncing his name correctly, he's the one who broke this news about Stephon Gilmore. Here he is kind of talking about, just a second ago, everything that's going on with these positive tests from the Patriots and Tennessee.
Okay, it is not good news for the Tennessee Titans. There had been optimism after 2 days of clean COVID-19 testing that, with one more round coming back today from yesterday's testing, that they could reopen their facility later today and begin preparations in earnest for Sunday's game against the Bills. Instead, I am told another Titans player has tested positive for COVID-19. They already had 11 players on their reserve COVID-19 list, more than the entire rest of the league combined. A total of 18 cases dating back over the past couple of weeks will now make it at least 19. We do not yet know whether this player is the only player or personnel within the Tennessee building who tested positive yesterday. What we do know now is this is a major wrench in Tennessee's plans to get their season back on track. Their bye week has already changed. It ended up being week 4. That game against the Steelers got pushed back until week 7. The hope had been you could be back in the building today, at least have a walkthrough, get something of a normal week. Right now, I can tell you the people with the Titans have no idea what to expect, what this means for them going forward.
And that's why there's 0% chance this Patriots game gets played this weekend, is because they're seeing what happened with the Titans after traveling. They know Stephon Gilmore was on the plane with everyone. There's now 3 players on the Patriots who have tested positive, and they're just going to cut their losses and move the game. There's 0% chance they play it this weekend.
I don't know. If no one else tests positive, I'd play it.
But Fred, I mean, we just saw with the Titans, it takes several days for people to end up testing positive.
Right, but I don't know if that player, because here's the deal. If I'm the Titans and we've all been quarantining for this length of time and that player got COVID, there's no evidence that that's COVID. I would think the most likely scenario is he caught COVID outside of the facility.
Here's the best way to look at it, Fred. In any regular situation, even like outside the NFL or whatever, if you're like in close proximity with someone that you know tested positive, what are you supposed to do?
Quarantine.
For 14 days.
Right.
So he was on a plane with all of these people. We saw exactly what happened a week earlier with Tennessee when this happened, or what happened when the same scenario took place. They're not going to play this game. They're going to keep it off. And you know what? To be quite honest, as a Patriots fan, if you don't have Cam Newton or Stephon Gilmore, I don't care if it's the Broncos. Do you really want to see that game? I mean, do you really want to see that this weekend?
Well, they win anyway.
But there you go. So I just think that there's no way they play this game.
I would think that if the players test negative and you can open up the facility on Friday, that you'd play the game. But
by the way, this just in, also the Kansas City Chiefs all tested negative yesterday.
Because right now no one's caught it from a game that we
know of. Yes,
that we know of.
Right, because no one in Minnesota caught it.
Right,
and now no one thus far has
at
caught
least
it
at
on
the
Denver.
Beginning of this. Yes.
So I would think if it was me, and Rich has very valid points, and they very well might be true. I'm not dismissing Rich in any way, shape, or form.
Are you being accused of that?
I don't know. People go insane about COVID. If it was me, and no more players or a other player tested positive, and I felt I could open up the facility on Friday, I would.
I'm not even saying what's right and what they should do. I'm just trying to predict what the NFL is going
Fair
to
enough.
Do.
Fair enough, and you're probably right.
The NFL will cancel or move one game, but if it's any more than that, I think they're going to plow ahead. But one game per team.
What about the Titans game this weekend?
I don't know what they're
going to do.
Hold on. They have room for that one. That one they can move back to the end of the season. They've already figured out a way to move the first game. If they have to move this game against Buffalo, that'll get tacked on at the end of the season, but then they're out of wiggle room.
But, see, the thing with that is that I'd be, like, throwing my hands up, and I go, I can't help if this guy caught COVID while we were quarantining. That's what I would say if I was the Titans. I'd be like, give me some sort of length of time. If it's 5 days of incubation, it's 5 days. If it's 2 weeks, then it's 2 weeks. But I've never heard the incubation period is 2 weeks. I thought it was 2 weeks based on if you didn't get tested.
That's an interesting situation there. That
yes.
Is, because it's because they've been gone from each other for so long.
Right.
I agree with you. That's right. Different than what the Patriots are
I doing. Understand. And that's why I think the Patriots facility should be closed. Because it obviously is. You yeah. don't know. Yes, and it is. And I think they're doing the right thing. I'm not insane. I don't think that they should just get everyone sick. I'm just saying that if I'm the Titans, I would go, first of all, I'm furious with this kid. And I'd be like, listen, if this guy went out and caught COVID on his own, that's not us. We've been doing our thing. We haven't, these guys haven't been together in a, you know, a real way that I know of. Jen, go ahead.
The reason they quarantine for 14 days is because even if you're testing in that time period before, those are called false negative results. You could still be incubating the virus.
What is your position? What do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse practitioner.
Ah,
I would say she's qualified.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
So too.
Well, that's what I'm asking. So so I could have the coronavirus and test negative for 13 days?
If you have a known exposure, so you've been in contact with a positive person, you quarantine for 14 days because you could test positive on day 13. And so if you're not quarantining, you are still spreading illness.
So if I tested...
You are spreading the virus at higher levels.
Hang on. Slow down. I'm not in control of the NFL. So that's number one. So you don't have to worry about what I'm going to do because I don't have any say. So everyone relax. So if I'm tested twice a day for 2 weeks and everything's negative, I still could have coronavirus.
Once you hit the 2 weeks after exposure, then you're clear.
Okay, so the tests are worth nothing.
The tests are not, it's not that they can't.
What percentage of chance would it be if I was tested 28 times and they all came up negative that I had coronavirus?
Well, you're saying testing through the 14 days. If you're
yes, they are testing through the 14 days.
Right, but they're re-exposing prior to
no,
that.
No. I've been. I'm a Tennessee Titan, and I've been.
Yeah.
I've been quarantined from the rest of the team
for seven days.
Okay, so I've done 14 tests in 7 days. What are the percentage chances that everyone would be negative, and I had coronavirus?
I don't understand your question.
I've been tested 14 times, and they've all come back negative over the course of a week. What is the percentage chance that I have coronavirus?
You can't say that for sure, but you could still develop coronavirus.
What is the percentage chance that I have the coronavirus?
That's an unanswerable question.
Why?
Because you came into contact with a positive person, you could still be incubating the virus, and you could test positive tomorrow or the next day.
Okay, but what are the percentage chances of that? Because
you can't say that.
All right, then don't play the. Then don't have people go to work. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I have no idea what to tell you.
Is that the NFL is not applying the same rules as the rest of the country? The rest of the country is made to quarantine for 14 days.
Okay, so but you said with two. Well, you said with negative tests, though. You said that's without testing.
No.
Okay, so the test's worthless.
The public health community.
So the test is worthless.
Testing after exposure is worthless.
Okay, yes. Then it's
you
worthless.
Need to be quarantined for 14 days.
Okay, it's very worthless. Good. All right, correct. There you go. Then no one should play.
By the way, somebody just brought up an interesting point. You know, on the heels of the commissioner coming out and threatening to punish teams if they break the protocols with a forfeit, someone said, here comes the forfeit rule, and the Bills are now 5-0, bastards.
There you go. They're going to win the AFC East.
I mean, think about that. I mean,
okay,
because if you're right, Fred, and those two guys who just were tested positive when it wasn't part of everything that was going on in the facility and they just tested positive on their own, I mean, from everything we saw this last week from the commissioner, that might force the Titans to forfeit the game, and that would make the Bills 5-0.
It's a season of destiny.
And Titans were a tough out. They were 3-0, man.
That's
going
a good
up
team.
To Buffalo would have been a good team.
That's a team that outed the Patriots in the playoffs.
So the Patriots, you know, kind of get screwed in this.
All right, so what we've learned from that nurse practitioner is that if you've been around someone with the coronavirus, the test, if you test negative, it's worthless.
A player on the Raiders had tested positive today, per source. That is another just now breaking thing. So.
Okay, so if I'm let's go with this nurse practitioner's thing. So testing is useless once you've been exposed. so they shouldn't even test them.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
This is the home of the game.
Patriots!
And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This summer nights off 5150.
You gotta get 5150 a chance, man.
I had OU812.
This song is excellent.
5150 is a better album than OU812.
I agree.
I don't mind this riff. I gotta tell you, I don't mind it. It's getting me feeling good.
You gotta look past the Hagar and just listen to Eddie, and he's phenomenal on this album. It's dirty.
Isn't Hagar's going to come on and ruin it?
See, Hagar's good on this song.
I don't like his voice.
Front to back, it's a great song.
All right, so these are all at Fred Toucher on Twitter, which I don't usually look at. Fred, that was painful. What your guest was saying, my guest, the person who called in saying they were a nurse, my guest, the big guest that we booked, was saying, someone called in saying they were a nurse, which I believe, saying you can incubate the virus for 13 days before your first positive test, even though you have been incubating the virus. Fine. All you COVID people that are like freaking out because I said that they should have played Monday night, then don't watch football or don't play the season. It's not my, you're getting mad at me. Like I control the thing.
Here's the crazy thing, Fred, is right now there's a picture going around the internet of after the game, Stephon Gilmore is hugging helmet to helmet Patrick Mahomes as they're leaving.
Too.
Okay. Just tell me that if Patrick Mahomes tests positive this week, they canceled canceled. They put the season on hold for 2 weeks.
Yes. If Patrick Mahomes tests positive,
that's what it will take. If
that pitcher, yes.
If he gets sick, then, I mean, that's, you want to talk about the worst PR thing. The biggest star in the league ends up getting sick. But that picture is...
then mayhem ensues.
Oh, my God. It is concerning. Right. He's right in his face.
Drip Skylark.
Skylark, yes. He fought the Mandrake back in the Swarthy Eldrin of Tragomascal.
At Cuz, C-U-Z, I'm vibing.
Oh, really?
Just don't punch me in the face.
All right.
You effing moron. This again, the nurse. She was explaining the test and incubation period. She wasn't being an alarmist. You're just effing dense. Could be. If I'm the problem, fine. Then don't watch football.
Figure this out. Like, they don't watch.
Then tell them not to watch football. If they're so concerned about it, first of all, I got nothing to do with the damn thing. I don't know what the hell is going on. I show up to work and do my thing. That's all. I wear a mask. What do you want out of me? But listen, if you don't think that the NFL should be playing these games, and I'm not saying anyone on this show, I'm saying these people yelling at me, then don't watch football.
I don't think it's
boycott it.
I think they're just trying to tell you about like how the tests work and everything.
That's fine. But this is all under. Well, I don't know if they're saying that or not. Mr. Cuz I'm vibing. I can read you some of the other things that drip.
No, because we have a guest online.
No, I don't care. Drip Skylark says has called on the station to remove me as well. And Drip Skylark is He is. He loves Chantel Jeffries and Ashley Stevens in B. He retweeted Ace Hood saying "Bless up."
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to. I don't know what his feeling is on the NFL. I can't gather it based on drip Skylark here.
Well, think of it this way. So what's going on with Tennessee right now? I mean, if you don't have like,
by
if,
the way,
if
Drip Goodell Skylark doesn't punish, what's has that? Heart filled with octane, fire in my soul as his thing, and he is located in Mars.
Oh, that's a Papa Roach lyric. So I think that if they don't end up doing something, the league with Tennessee, then it's all talk. Like, I mean, you had 20 people in your organization get sick. Obviously, some protocols were not followed. So, I mean, that the person who tweeted us is exactly right. If they end up forfeiting a game, that just helps the Bills once again, which is just right. Like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Jeff Howe from The Athletic can be Johnny on the spot. Jeff Howe. Hello. AT&T
hey,
Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
Hey, man.
AT&T Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. All right.
Chaos.
Jeff, yes, that's right. It's crazy because we have these big decisions to make. Jeff Howell. All right. So Stephon Gilmore has tested positive. There are now three Patriots that we know of have tested positive. Now, if we're in this state of grand confusion, I can only imagine the Patriots. What's going on right now?
Well, they just learned of Gilmore's positive test, which, of course, comes with the follow-up test to make sure it's not a false positive. He's going to be put on the COVID list. And, you know, he joins Cam Newton in practice squad defensive tackle Bill Murray, who just learned of his positive test yesterday. So the Patriots have canceled practice for the day, and in lieu of that, they're going to have virtual meetings, and I think they're going to be in a holding pattern. Of course, for today, and we'll see how long this lasts. I mean, once it really became determined the Titans were having an outbreak, the league has said they weren't allowed back into their facility until they had two consecutive days of all negative tests. So I wouldn't be shocked at all if the Patriots are heading in that direction, which would, of course, close Gillette tomorrow as well.
So that means that if you've got these 2 days off, they'd all would come back on Friday and test again. What is that? And let's say that everyone's negative. What does that say for the chances that they still actually play on Sunday?
It's brutal. I mean, just thinking two different ways here. One, I mean, Friday is your lightest practice of the week. You're coming in, you're doing some situational work, some third downs, maybe some red zone cleanup stuff. It's usually a light speed practice compared to Wednesday and Thursday. So from a football standpoint, it's going to drive Bill Belichick crazy that he wouldn't be able to get the team ready the way that he would like to. On the other side of it, this is sort of what they all signed up for. They knew something like this was likely, and right now it's impacting the Patriots as it did for the Titans. But if you're the league, you have to step in and say enough is enough. I mean, the league basically forced the Patriots and the Chiefs to play on Monday night despite what was going on. They felt confident enough after, two and a half days of negative tests throughout both teams. But now you're seeing the consequences of going forward with that decision. I mean, you knew about the incubation period and the way that positive tests were likely or possible to materialize this week, which, of course, is happening. And if now that has sort of spread between both teams, then you're putting these players, these lives in jeopardy. I mean, you talked about the Patrick Mahomes photo. His wife is pregnant. So, I mean, you're just Gilmore's got young kids. There's a lot going on here. These guys are human beings, and there are consequences to playing that football game Monday night that are now starting to rear their head this morning.
Do you think this is going to change how quickly the league will cancel or move a game after they saw what's happened this week after Tennessee, like after traveling, if there's ends up being any, like if a team is to travel somewhere, do you think they're going to be a little more trigger happy to cancel or move a game if there are two or three breakouts amongst a team?
They should. I mean, they really have to figure this out. The strategy going in, it was a novel idea, I guess, but it was imperfect, and they had to know that they were going to have to adjust at some point. The week 18 idea is just, it's too easy for them to turn it down at this point. Of course, that's what the NFL does. They see the obvious and they just walk the other way. But you have the ability to push the entire schedule back a week if necessary. And, you know, hopefully the majority of the league doesn't need that 18th week and, you know, some of them can use it as a bye, and so be it. But for teams like the Patriots, who are now, and the Titans, who are now in jeopardy of having to postpone a second game, this is, you're getting into a territory where you're either going to need to create an extra week or maybe even more at the end of the regular season, or you're looking at an unbalanced schedule and you go off winning percentage by some teams playing 16 games, others maybe only playing 15 or less.
All right, you're not going to know the answer to this because we don't know the answer to this, and the league probably doesn't know the answer to this, but Tennessee's an interesting situation, and the Patriots is what it is. The Tennessee thing to me is very interesting because if they choose not to let Tennessee play, then you really, the season's in an incredible amount of jeopardy, week 18 or no. Because what you're saying is that you have a team that has been quarantined for a week. As of today is a week, correct? It's or this would be the eighth day that the facility
was
closed.
Yes.
Okay, so if a player tests positive the eighth day of the quarantine and you go under the assumption that he caught that at the facility and don't let the team play, then you're in a scenario that once a player on a team tests positive, all follow-up tests go back to being around that team. Do you understand what I'm saying? And now you really can't play.
Yeah, that's something they have
Does that make sense, what I just said, or is that only making sense in my head?
No, I totally got what you were saying. I mean, you're talking about the possibility of this one outbreak really starting last Monday, Tuesday, or maybe Wednesday in Tennessee. Or actually, if I have it right, I think their first test might even been the Saturday before the game, or I don't know, that might have been. Either way, if that's the case, if it wasn't, you know, whatever the two positive tests were today, maybe it was a family member, you know, maybe a kid went outside, got to, you know, there are other possibilities. But if you're looking at that, then you got to start to think. I mean, I'm starting to wonder, because the Raiders placed a player on the COVID list last night. If the player who tested positive that hasn't been named today is a different player, now the Raiders have at least two cases. The Patriots and the Raiders played a week before. So how many of these cases are starting to get linked? So if the Titans outbreak, if the players or people who tested positive today is actually related to last week, then that's a pretty scary thought, because that thing's not done. And you know what could potentially come in New England, and if the New England and the Raiders cases are in any way linked, and now you really look at that Gilmore and Mahomes picture with a bit more fear.
Right, and so, here's the thing, is that at some point you're either going to have to accept, and this is the deal, and I know people like Fly Skywalker or whoever it was are going to have a problem with this, and that's fine. But there is going to be a point where you're going to have to say there is an inherent risk. We're going to do everything we can to protect the players, but there is going to be an inherent risk to playing the games. Now, if the league and the players are not comfortable with that, then by all means, don't play. But there is always going to be, even doing the best you can to protect everybody and testing them and closing down facilities and all this stuff, there is always going to be a risk of catching COVID.
Not unless you do it in a bubble.
Not unless you do it in a bubble. So if you're going to play the games this way,
it almost seems like you can't have a successful season in sports right now
unless you're
in a bubble.
Unless you accept a certain amount of risk. And if they're not willing to do that, then we're all fooling ourselves. So either you accept the risk and you do everything you can, or you go to a bubble, or you cancel the season. And that's the way it's got to be. And in running around with our heads coming off, and myself included, going, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I mean, you know, we knew going in people were going to get COVID. We knew that these things were going to happen, and it's happening. And, you know, do what you can. Teams are going to get screwed. You got to make up your mind as an individual, as a league, as a player, and this is where we are.
See, they had a bad plan. The NFL had a bad plan. It was a plan that was doomed to fail from the beginning.
Well, I would argue that it hasn't failed yet, but we shall see.
Okay.
We shall see.
That's fair. Everything has not fallen apart. If Patrick Mahomes gets COVID,
I
then
agree.
It's...
I agree. Well, now you've got your
rails.
Now you've got your visual. Now you got
then
the
you're
whole
off the
thing.
Rails.
No,
right.
I'm not... I realize that there is a a point where you see Stephon Gilmore, the defensive player of the year, talking to the biggest star in the NFL, and him getting COVID is a bit of an issue.
Let me ask you just one last question, because Jeff, the commissioner, came out and said that, you know, there could be punishments for any kind of COVID, you know, them not following their strict guidelines. And when you see Tennessee, I mean, how realistic is it that he's just going to start making teams forfeit? I mean, because if what happened in Tennessee doesn't seem like a vast screw up of some major sort, then I don't know what is.
Well, you also have to respect the virus in a sense, too. Like, maybe the Titans did break a protocol. I don't know. But if they didn't, I mean, you're seeing outbreaks in a million different capacities around the world. So they could have done all the right things. It could have just been, I mean, there was a study where in Starbucks in a South Korea where one person went into a Starbucks and infected 27 because they took their masks off to eat. And you know, the people who wore their masks weren't infected. Like, all it takes is eating in the cafeteria, and all of a sudden, bang, an outbreak could happen. And, you know, the other side of it is a very quick handshake between Stephon Gilmore and Patrick Mahomes from the science and the way that you read it. You know, that shouldn't really have too much of an impact because you weren't within the same breathing capacity for more than 10 to 15 minutes. So there's a lot of crazy stuff that you got to kind of consider, and whether or not it was overly dangerous or following the right protocols. But I just want to hit on the bubble point real quick.
They're not going to be able to do it.
Right. And the problem is the time. And you look at what the NHL and the NBA did. I mean, it took them about, what, 3 months, maybe even 4 months.
And they have about a tenth of the personnel.
Right. So you're going to need to go to a place like Texas. I mean, maybe you could spread a second one into L.A. where you've got the hotels and the practice fields and, you know, hope for the best.
There's no way.
Yeah. And, but I guess, you know, if you did, you got to accelerate, what, 3 months from now in order to even.
No.
So you're shutting down the league. You say, you tell the players, take 2 weeks off, 3 weeks off, go self-quarantine, do the best you can. You can come back for a real training camp.
And then a guy's going to come back with COVID, and here we go again. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. There's way too many people. You got to, again, there are inherent risks. If you want the NFL to play, this is the way it's going to be. And if that's bad, that's bad. And if you don't like it, then they shouldn't do it. But this is the way it's got to be. I hope I'm making some sort of sense. But people are going to get COVID. And they can do the best they can, and they can shut down the facilities, and they can do all this stuff, and test. But if that nurse is right, and there's a possibility that over the course of 13 days, you're testing negative every day, but you still have COVID, I mean, if you want football, and if they want football, if the league wants to play, this is the way it's going to have to be done.
We just got a report from Mike Kliss, who used to write for the Denver Post, now
covers
it. Sorry,
Jeff, we really got to go. Go ahead.
The game is on for right now. Yes, the NFL has confirmed the game is on right now.
Okay, we're so far behind, it's insane. We got.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
Hey everyone, it's Felga here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Texas. Man, I thought I'd seen it all. Yeah.
Damn it, boy. Ruined some perfectly good.
The wall. You're right. If David Roth was singing this, it would be hysterical.
Yes. All right. 985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and we're. Gilmore is positive for COVID. They've canceled practice today. They've shut down the facility. Two Titan players have tested positive for their coronavirus. One thing I'll say about this fretting over the health of these players and how irresponsible it is, and that's a very valid take. I'm not dismissing that. I do think it's odd that these guys are out destroying their brains every Sunday and that now all of a sudden everyone's fretting about them perhaps getting the coronavirus. That is one thing that you're willing to go, suspend that belief that they're, you know, hurting themselves for long-term problems. But the coronavirus is where you draw the line. But, you know, the NFL is doing what they're doing, and and if there's a season, no, there's no way they can bubble up. There's no way. There's just too many people.
No, it's too late. It's too late.
And it's too late. But if they want to have a season, I mean, there is going to be a risk of people getting coronavirus.
Think the NHL and the NBA are watching this and thinking, how the hell are we going to do this in January?
See, that's what I was thinking. As I was, you know, at the beginning of the NFL season when things were going well, my whole take was, you know, if you're the NBA and you're the NHL, you're probably thinking this is good. Like this is pretty good. Like there is a league, you know, baseball had a bunch of screw ups and crap stuff happen, and they were thinking, all right, but the NFL is a much more organized and well run, well oiled machine than Major League Baseball right now. And if these guys can pull this off, we feel pretty good about launching things right there at the beginning of January, being able to do it at our own facilities. And now it's all up in the air. Like, now it depends on how this all plays out with the NFL. I mean, it's not, obviously not a good start. It's weird, too, Fred, is that, you know, I mean, realistically, you have three games in jeopardy this weekend. And I'm wondering how many games have to be in jeopardy for them to do that two-week pause they've been talking about.
More.
I think so, too.
Where's the line? I mean, again, we all knew guys were going to get the coronavirus. This shouldn't be shocking.
I don't think that anyone expected a breakout like what Tennessee's having. That's the difference.
Here was the way they thought it was.
They thought it was like what happened the first couple of weeks, where the guy from the Atlanta Falcons ended up testing positive. They removed him, and then there ended up being no more breakouts after that. And I think that that was what was in their head. We can remove it. It should be fine. The entire time, they're crossing their fingers, because it wasn't a very solid plan, as we've seen play out.
But all they've done is rescheduled one game. Again, even if they have to reschedule this Patriots game, it's not like everything fell apart.
Well, I mean, you now have a team that's realistically going to have two games that have been rescheduled. That's where it becomes a problem.
If I'm them, I'm not canceling that Tennessee game. I'm saying that guy got it, that we've been quarantining, and that guy got it on his own, and you don't know when he got it. I mean, I'm not letting him play, but I'm saying, you know, and I'm testing my guys. I mean, honestly, if this is what it's going to take to have a season.
Because they can't move back that Tennessee game. Because the Bills play on Thursday after that. So you can't move it to Tuesday, and you can't do it on Monday.
And the listeners can yell at me and scream at me all they want. But if I'm the league and I'm Tennessee, I'm saying we're playing because we've quarantined. And just because, now listen, if a bunch of other guys test positive, it's a different story. But if it's one or two or three guys, I'm saying we're playing. We've been quarantined and we did everything that you said. And, you know, I don't know where this guy got the coronavirus or where these guys got the coronavirus. That's what I would do. But I want an NFL season, and I'm not in charge. Again, it's where you draw the line. It's what you're comfortable with. It's what, you know, it's not us. It's what the league is comfortable with, what the players are comfortable with. And the players have every opportunity not to play. And if they're not comfortable with it, that's fine. But this is the reality that we're in. We're in the coronavirus is a very powerful thing, and this is what's going on. And it's, if they want to have a season, this is the kind of crap they're going to have to deal with, and they're going to have to be fluid with it. They're going to have facilities that are shut down for a couple of days. They're going to have to reschedule games. They're going to have to do this. But if I'm Tennessee and if I'm the league, I'm pushing like hell to have this game played. But that's me, my opinion. Tutcher at 98.5thesportshub.com, at Fred Tutcher on Instagram. Yell at me all you want. That's my opinion. I believe there's risks to playing this game that they're already taking. I think there's risks in doing anything. And I believe that if they take the measures that they're taking, that barring a bunch of players on Tennessee testing positive in the future, that they should have the game. That's my opinion on the matter. And if you disagree with me, that's completely legitimate. But that is my opinion. And that is Fred Tutcher's opinion. Thank you.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey everyone, it's Felga here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.